I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The glare of the Friday night lights are coming back, just not as early as they thought.
Football practice for the bigger 5A and 6A schools can begin September 7th, with the first game starting September 24th. That's about 5 weeks behind the smaller schools, which will use the regular schedule. Sylvia Salinas, executive director of athletics for the Dallas school, says the players can work around masks.
They have what they call gaiters that are pretty flexible and they're easy to put on. It's almost like a compression type material.
For Arlington Martin head coach Bob Wager,
at the end of the day, it gives kids hope. And that's what we're really here for.
The UIL schedule includes other sports like tennis, cross country, and volleyball, and has a separate schedule for marching band competition. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The first 6 weeks of the fall semester in Tarrant County schools will be online. KRLD's Austin York has reaction.
Tarrant County Public Health says schools cannot open for face-to-face learning until September 28th. Employees can only return to schools to teach online lessons, prepare, or to provide curbside food pickup. Fort Worth ISD had just announced yesterday would offer a choice between in-person and online learning. Superintendent Kent Scribner says this came after a poll of parents.
The split was about even. 52% of our parents wanted in-person instruction, 48 virtual. Given the ruling from County Health, we will begin with the online virtual at-home learning.
The district plans to host town hall meetings next week to try and address parents' concerns. Several other districts in the county have already said they are working to meet the directive. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Superintendent in Arlington says he supports the new Tarrant County Health Order. He's giving the district more time to get campuses ready.
As we have cases, contact tracing, testing, hospitalizations, and we add to that load if we open school. We know that. And so we're part of a community, and this is a Tarrant County strategy that I support.
Dr. Marcelo Cavazos says teachers are going to be much better prepared to teach virtually than last year. School starts up in the district August 17th.
Tarrant County will hire dozens of new employees to perform contact tracing on COVID-19 patients. Commissioners had rejected a request to hire more than 200 people last week. County Administrator G.K. Manius says that the county will use federal funds to cover the expenses, and the county will not need to rent any additional office space.
We believe that we have adequate space, and we're going to be working on a work-from-home philosophy and a rotational philosophy so that we probably don't need any additional space.
Health officials say they need more contact tracers to keep up with the growing number of COVID-19 cases. Tarrant County reporting 663 new cases today and 5 deaths.
Kind of a red letter day for Dallas County, because for the first time in 18 days, more than 2.5 weeks, Dallas County had less than 1,000 cases. 734 people in the county tested positive. County Judge Clay Jenkins says one day doesn't make a trend, but he says it's encouraging. Case numbers are promising. The county is reporting 11 people have passed away. It brings the total up to 537. Almost half of those victims didn't have other health conditions.
A rise in cases in Collin County, where they are now seeing another 158 today. 223 people with the virus are being treated in county hospitals right now. Also today, a 62-year-old man from Allen with the virus passed away, bringing the total to 66 people who have lost their fight.